ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ స్థూల శరీరం అండ్ సూక్ష్మ శరీరం సెపరేట్లీ డిస్కస్డ్ అండ్ హౌ దోస్ స్థూల అండ్ సూక్ష్మ శరీరాణి ఆర్ నాట్ ది ఆత్మ ఆల్సో వాస్ రివీల్డ్ దెన్ వాట్ ఈజ్ ఆత్మ దెన్ What Atma is now. So what Atma is not has been said till now, and what Atma is going to be said hereafter. Okay, read from the 40th. Okay. Evam dehadvaya danyaha. Dvaya danyaha. आत्मा पुरुष ईश्वरः सर्वात्मा सर्वरूपश्च सर्वातीतोऽहमव्ययः इत्यात्मदेहभागेन प्रपञ्चस्यैव प्रपञ्चस्यैव सत्यता प्रपञ्चस्य एव सत्यता यथोक्ता तर्कशास्त्रेण ततः किम् इत्यात्मदेहभेदेन देहात्मत्वं निवारितम् इदानीं देहभेदस्य ह्यसत्वम् स्फुटमुच्यते सो आत्मदेहभेदेन देह आत्मत्वम् निवारितम् सो टिल् द 40th वर्स् बिकास् आफ् दि अनालिसिस् आफ् दि टू देहास् नो वाट् हेस् बीन् रिमूव्ड् Deha Atmatvam Nivaritam. Deha Atmatvam means the notion that I am the body. That has been recorded, removed, that has gone. I am the body notion has been made very weak, very thin. I am the body, the notion itself is what Ahankara. See, the knowledge I am is the basis, without which no Ahankara is possible. Aham knowledge is the basis. How can you have any wrong notion about yourself if you do not know you are? In sleep, you do not have any notion about yourself. Know that. In deep sleep state, do you have any self-image in deep sleep state? In deep sleep state, you do not have any image. That's why you are free. Any image, any notion is there, entertainer. Is entertained about yourself, then you become a bound and limited person. You in sleep, there is no notion, I'm dark, I'm short, I'm fat, I'm dull, no, I'm not doing well, I'm really, something, no, some sort of notion about oneself. That is not there in deep sleep state. Why? Because the very knowledge I am is not there. It is resolved. So I am itself is what the basis, without which ahankara is not possible. That is fine. But anything added to I am becomes what now? Ahankara. The notion. Understand? I am is knowledge. So beautiful. It's a manifest knowledge. I am. Oh, I am. The knowledge that I am is the knowledge. The highest form of manifestation. But I am the body, I am sad, I am upset, I am fat, I am tall, I am thin, I am rich, I am poor, I am intelligent, I am ignorant. Anything add is what? Ahankara. That any notion one has about oneself, you know, with regard to the physical body, you know, in terms of also identity with the physical body, but of deha atma, atmatvam. Deha atmatvam means entertaining the notion I am the body. That notion is made really what now? Weak. And hence that goes when you analyze what this physical body is, how this sukshma shairam is, what the sukshma shairam is. Therefore, atma deha bhedena. When you differentiated the atma from, you're not yet understood what atma is. When you're able to see the atma is being different from this, distinct from this gross and subtle bodies, then naturally, deha atmatvam nivaritam. No, the notion that I am the body, a notion that this atma is the body, that self is the body, that has been removed. Now what happened now? Deha bhedasya asatvam sputam ucchate. Therefore, now how asatvam, mithyatvam is made clear of the bodies is very clear. It's going to be there. First the differentiation, then proving that they are not mithya. First distinguish this from that, then prove that how this is mithya. That happens in the 43rd verse.
Chaitanyasyaikarupatvat
bhedo yukto na karhichit jivatvam cha mrusha gyeyam rajau sarpagraho yatha. Okay. So chaitanyasya yeka rupatvat bhedaha yuktaha na karhichit. So consciousness, chaitanyam means consciousness, and yeka rupatvat, due to what is the nature form of consciousness, it happens to be the only reality. It is of the nature of reality, is of the nature of consciousness. So bhedaha na yuktaha karhichit. The differences, any difference, superimposed upon atma, the consciousness, is not tenable. It's not proper. So jivatvancha mrusha gyeyam. Then what about the, once you jivat, when does the ekarupa atma which is the only consciousness, which is the differenceless, difference free only atma, when does it become many? How does it appear many? Now he says, actually because of this superimposing, because of the superimposition of the status of being the jiva, jivatvam, isn't it? But the jivatvam makes the one atma appear to be many. is it? But what happened? That jivatvam also is mrisha. It is not real. Jivatvam is what now? We say there are so many. When you say so many people are there, so many beings are there, and then all there are difference, isn't it? And every being, every object is different from every other object. The differences are caused by what now? Because of the plurality of the jivas. The jivatvam, but now Atma is seen as the jiva. Atma is seen as an individual. How can the whole, indivisible whole, become the individualized? Isn't it? Whole becomes individualized, localized and separated. How is it? Jivatvam, that jivatvam, he says, mrusha. It has to be understood, it is false. The status of being the jiva attributed to Atma is false, like what is not right, it is proper. Rajau sarpagraha yata. Just as the rope is seen as the snake, so also the only Atma is seen as many jivas, seen as many individuals. Is it clear? That means what? What is it which we have to understand here? What is it which makes the what is that? Why the rope is taken for the snake? Kutaha sarpa darshanau darshanam rajau. Simple answer is what? The rajoho adarshanat. Due to the lack of the knowledge of the rope, it is the lack of knowledge of what it is, it makes you see the, what now, snake in the rope. Don't say, I see the snake in the rope. I see the only snake. Snake alone I see. Why you see the snake? And then not only you see the snake, and you get scared, you scream, and you shiver, you tremble, you sweat also. All these problems are caused by your perception of snake. You perceive snake because you are perceiving the snake which is not all there. But how can you see the snake which is not at all there? Isn't it? But there is something. So, we do not see what is. It is the ignorance of the rope which makes you see the snake. So also, it is ignorance of the Atma which makes you see the Atma as an individual. It makes you see the one Atma. You see the all-pervasive Atma as a limited individual. How do you understand that? How do you know that you are taking the all pervasive only Atma, the consciousness, as the individual? How can you say that? Because of the dehatmatva buddhi, is it? Because of your identity with the body, mind, sense complex, etc. We can say that. Why? Because you do not know what Atma is. Atma rajju ajnanat sarpa darshanam. Atma ajnanat, what now? Jivatva buddhihi. Is it clear? You take the Atma for the jiva because of the ignorance of the Atma. If you know what Atma is, and you will say where the jiva is, how you will not see the snake afterwards. This jivatvam also will resolve in the very Atma. Okay, now we'll go to the here. It's a new verse, isn't it? According to this, a new verse begins. Rajvajnanat kshane naisha. Kshane naiva, sorry. Rajvajnanat kshane naiva. Yadvad rajurhi sarpini. Bhati tadvachiti sakshat. Vishvakarena kevala. Rajju ajnanat, due to the ignorance of the rope, kshanena eva, rajjuhi sarpini vat, rajjuhu sarpini bhati, you had had that. Due to the ignorance of the rope, what is, which is rope also, what is. When you do not see what is not there is seen. A perception of what is not is due to the ignorance of or not seeing of what is. Whenever you do not see what is, you will definitely see what is not also. That is why all our perceptions, you know, according to Shastra, all our perceptions are wrong. Wrong means what? All our perceptions are not denied by the Shastra, but all our perceptions are not absolutely right. They are relatively right, but absolutely incorrect. But we do not see the absolute incorrectness in our perception. We only take the relative, isn't it, thing, but we take the what is relatively perceived for absolutely real thing. That is the problem for us. So here also, Rajjuhu sarpini vadbhati, you know, the rope appears to be snake, the rope becomes a snake in your perception. In your perception, rope is not there, snake alone is there. It is purely due to the ignorance of the rope. You cannot see, I see the rope, I also see the snake. Then if there is real snake, it's okay. This not, if snake is not there, if you see, that is not, it is something disorder, isn't it? That's a completely different problem. But when you see, do not see the rope, you see the mistake the rope for the snake, then that is purely because of the ignorance of rope. Therefore, tadvat, similarly, chitihi sakshat vishva akarena kevala bhati. Kevala chitihi. The kevala adjective for chitihi. Chitihi is a word, consciousness. So, kevala chitihi means what now? The pure consciousness alone. What now? Vishwa akarena bhati shines in the form of the universe. That means what? Shines in the form of the universe means, just as rope alone shines in the form of the snake, because without the rope, no perception is possible. Is it clear? Without the rope, you cannot perceive the snake at all. Even for the snake to appear, yeah, some aadhara must be there. Aadhara means some support must be there. Without, nothing is here, why should you see the snake? If something is there which lends existence to the snake, the false snake. That is called pratibhasika satyam, isn't it? When it, even for the subjective reality, nobody else sees, even you, okay, so even for subjective reality or empirical reality, for both of them, the existence is lent by the absolute reality. What is relatively real, empirically real, and what is subjectively real? My dream is real for me. I see, you don't, it's not real for you, only I see my dream. It's subjectively real. And for all of us, we see, all of us see something. No, we all of us mistake the rope for a snake. Objectively real. Even the object is not real also. Understand what I'm saying? All of us think, okay, Every day sun rises in the morning and sets in the evening. All of us perceive this. Now you know, we know the fact, it's a different thing. So it is objectively real. But absolutely, they are not real, isn't it? Similarly, for the objective reality and subjective reality, for both, there is paramarthika satyam. There is what this paramarthika satyam is, must be there. The absolutely real is the base, support. Without the absolute reality being there, there cannot be an empirically real thing or a subjective reality also is not possible. What is objectively real also is not possible. So here he says, Rajju Ajnanat Kshanena Yeva Sarpini. Rajju Sarpini Vattu Bhati. Similarly, I mean, because of the ignorance of the rope alone, what now? Immediately you only see the snake in that rope. Tadvatu Kevalachitihi. Kevalachitihi means what now? The what is there is only pure consciousness. That pure consciousness alone, what now? Shakshat Vishva Akarena Bhati. The whole appears to be this whole universe. Is this whole universe? When you say it is the Atma which alone shines as the universe. Like rope alone shines as the snake. There is no snake without the rope. It is the rope which alone lends existence to the snake and which alone shines in the form of the snake. So, this pure consciousness alone shines as the universe. Shines in the form of the universe. There is no universe other than, there is no snake other than the rope. It's another step. There is no snake other than the rope. What is there is only the rope. In fact, the snake is not there at all. You are saying, this Jagat is here or not? Similarly, first you can say, pure consciousness alone shines in the form of the universe means, what now? Where is the universe? There is no universe. What is there is only consciousness, the Atma, the Brahman. Why, what is there is only Atma, the Brahman, there is no Jagat? Because the Jagat cannot exist independent of without that Atma, consciousness. Therefore, Jagat is not there. What is there is only Atma. It is only Nama Rupa. It is Mithya. It is typically like the in the wake of knowledge, how the snake resolves, so the universe also will be, what now, as will be Mithya. Will become resolved in that consciousness. Therefore, he says, what is there is consciousness alone, the pure consciousness alone shines as the universe. There is no universe other than consciousness. No, how can you say that? Yes, now because you do not see the Atma. For you to say, there is only pure consciousness, there is no Jagat at all, for you to say, you should see, you should know what Atma is. Now you see the universe, it is because of purely because of your pure ignorance of what Atma is. It is just when you see the snake, you are seeing the snake because you do not see the rope. Because you do not see, you do not know what Atma is, therefore you see the Jagat. You see the Atma, Jagat will resolve in the very Atma. Is it clear? Therefore he makes it very clear. Chitihi tadvate, chitihi vishva akarena sakshat bhati. Oh my God, it is the rope alone shines as the snake. There's no snake other than the rope. The Atma consciousness alone shines as the universe. There's no universe other than the consciousness. Atma, Brahma. No, we are seeing the universe. And it is very much real also for us. It is not false. Yes, for you the universe appears. The universe is so real for you. Because of your ignorance of Atma, the consciousness. Okay, we'll go to the next one. Now, how Atma alone is, Atma, the pure consciousness alone, shines as the universe. How we understand, for it to understand, now he's using, like how other prakriyas, like he's using now. Upadanam prapanchasya.
Upadanam prapanchasya.
Brahmano nyanna vidyate.
Brahmano vanya vidyate.
Tasmat.
Tasmat.
Sarva prapanchoyam.
Sarva prapanchoyam.
Brahmai vasti na chetarate.
Brahmai vasti na chetarate.
Upadanam prapanchasya.
Upadanam prapanchasya.
Brahmanonyanna vidyate.
Brahmanonyanna vidyate.
Tasmat sarva prapanchoyam.
Tasmat sarva prapanchoyam.
Brahmai vasti na chetarate. It is prapanchasya upadanam. See, prapanchasya upadanam. Brahmanaha anyat na vidyate. Prapanchasya upadanam. Brahmanaha anyat na vidyate. Other than Brahman, Panchami, other than Brahman, Anyate na vidyate, there is nothing else which is the Upadanam of this universe. Upadanam means what? Upadanam is that without which any given name and form cannot exist at all. Upadanam is the material without which no namarupa can exist. Upadanam is that by which, holding on to which the namarupa, isn't it? By which the namarupa exist, the name and form exist, the name and form, any effect, any karyam, if you analyze any product is just the name and form added to the already existing cause. No product is actually produced or created. What is produced, what is created is addition of name and form to the cause is creation. Really speaking, cause is never created. No material is ever created. If you say, I have made a shirt, means shirt is not really made. What is shirt? Is addition of name and form shirt to the already existing fabric is shirt. You are not creating the fabric. No, fabric also are created. If you say, again you have to say what now? What fabric? Fabric is a name and form added to the already existing yarn. addition, because you did not create the yarn. No, I created the yarn also. Yarn also is what? No, you only name and form added to the already existing cotton. A cotton. Cotton also what? No, you did not create it. No, because I grew cotton plants. Did you create the seed also? You can never say, okay? Or understand one thing. The cause is always any raw material is already available. No raw material is created by us. Produced by us. So what is produced? The addition of name and form is what now? The creation. Therefore he says, Upadanam is that which is taken, which is for making upadiyate anena iti upadanam. That by which something is made is called upadanam. This is defined in Shankara's Bhashyam in Kena Upanishad. Upadanam is that, no, with that which is taken. That which is taken. Upadiyate iti upadanam. That which is taken for making something. Isn't it? Therefore, clay is the upadanam for the pot. Clay is taken for making the pot. Therefore, similarly, upadanam is what now? The material. There is no material other than the clay for this what now? Pot. There is no material, isn't it? There is no material other than the rope for the snake. There is no material. So here also, prapanchasya anyat upadanam na vidyate. There is no other material, is it? There is no other material, there is no other cause of this universe, for this universe, other than Brahman. There is no other cause. Something else is there? No. There is no cause other than Brahman for this universe. There is no other material for this universe other than Brahman. Upadana is a cause also. Cause by which something is made. Therefore, tasmatu. Therefore what now? Therefore, I am sarva prapanchaha brahma eva asti. Brahma eva asti. Therefore, this entire universe is what now? Brahma is Brahman alone. Prapanchaha Brahma ivasti. This entire universe is Brahman alone. Nacha itarat, not anything else. Nacha itarat, not anything else. This whole universe is Brahma ivasti, nacha itarat. I am prapanchaha. Brahma vasti. This entire universe is Brahman alone. Brahman alone is. This entire universe is Brahman. Therefore, what now? There is nothing which is not Brahman. Nothing which is not the Atma, the consciousness. When you say the clay pot, you have to say what now? There is no upadanam other than the clay here. Therefore, the whole pot is clay alone. This is very important also, isn't it? Similarly, the whole ocean is the only upadanam samudrasya jalam jalena anyat upadanam na vidyate jalad anyat upadanam samudrasya na vidyate. There is no material, there is no cause other than the water for the ocean. Therefore, what now? Samudraha jalame vasti. The entire ocean is water alone. There is nothing other than the water there. Similarly, there is nothing other than Brahman in this universe. I don't say in this also. There's nothing other than Brahman. The whole universe is Brahman alone. Because there's no upadanam other than Brahman for this universe. It is Brahman. So this actually, that is why in Swamiji, whenever he says, no, the concept of Lord comes, you know, people say, many people say, you know, one God, God is one. We never say gods are many. We all say God is one. We don't say gods are many. Worship the God in many forms, that's a different thing, with different names and with different prasadams also. Offer, with different rituals also we perform, no doubt. Different forms of worship, and we worship varieties of forms, but what in many forms, that's different. We don't say many gods are there, but they say, we say God is one. Swamiji says, never ever say God is one. What about the other things then? God is one, but the rest of the things are what now? So many things which are not God. Never ever say God, what is there is only God. It's a big difference, isn't it? What is there is only Ishvara, when you say. It is different from God is one. We never say God is one. We say what is there is only God. That means you, in your understanding, there is nothing which is not Paramatma, Ishvara, Bhagavan. All that is here is only Ishvara. It's a big difference. So when you see the entire ocean, you cannot say what is, no, there's one reality, there's only one thing which is called water. Entire ocean is water. Instead of saying what now? What is there is only water. Big difference. Similarly, this verse also says what now? Brahmai sarva prapanchayam brahmai vasti. This entire universe is Brahman alone. Why? Because there is no upadanam other than Brahman. There is no other material, there is no other cause, there is no cause or material other than Brahman for this universe. That means, what is that upadanam? That which lends existence. Please look at it now. That which lends existence is the upadanam. So clay is the upadanam which lends existence to the name and form pot. Gold is the upadanam which lends existence to the name and form ornament. Just the name and form, you have to see that very carefully. It is fabric which lends existence to the name and form shirt. Upadanam is that which lends existence to the Namarupa effect. If what is effect? Effect is karyam, is nothing but Namarupa, name and form. So cause is that which lends existence to the Namarupa. So what is prapanchaha? Prapanchaha is just the Namarupa, name and form. This whole universe is what now? It's the name and form. So what is that material? What is the upadanam which lends existence to the name and form? Jagat, prapanchaha, universe. There is no upadanam other than Brahman which alone lends existence to the universe, the Namarupa. Okay? Therefore, the whole prapancha is Brahman. There is nothing which is not Brahman here. There is nothing other than Brahman here. You have to say that. What is there is only Brahman. There is this beautiful song also in Tirupati. When you go, you can listen. You say Brahma Mokkati is Brahman is one. Brahma Mokkate, I mean what Brahma Mokkate, Brahmamukate para Brahmamukate. This Tirupati, when you go, you can listen. Anamacharya's Kirtan, very famous. Everybody sings also. All the musicians sing. Brahmamukate, I mean what now? What is there is only Brahman. We don't say Brahman is one. What is there is only Brahman. Okay? Therefore, vyapya vyapakata mithya. Sarvam atmeti shasanat. Iti jnate pare tattve.
Vedasyavasarakutaha
Vyapakata Mithya Sarvam Atmeti Shasanat Iti jnate pare tattve Vedasyavasarakutaha Mithya. When you say if all the attributes also are become, you know, said to be mithya now. Look at this. You say, what is Namarupa? What is Prapanja? When you say, always come from the example. You take the pot, they say it is clay is the upadanam. There is no upadanam other than the clay for the pot. Therefore, the pot is only clay. You have to say, what is there is only clay. What is there is only clay. Then, when you say, what is there is only clay, first you, with the Namarupa, why do you say that means only clay? Because the name and form are mithya. You cannot say, oh, pot and the clay are existent. You can never say pot and the clay are existent. You can never say ornament and the gold are existent. You can say the ornament is gold. What is there is only gold. You can say this. You cannot say ornament and the gold are. R means you make it two. For your gold becomes one. Gold alone is the right thing. Or ornament is gold is the right expression. If you say gold and ornament are, then you make what now? Gold is counted as one. Ornament becomes counted as a second one. It becomes counted, isn't it? That means you're wrong. Why? Because ornament cannot be counted as a second thing other than the gold. That means the ornament can be counted as a second thing other than the gold only if the ornament can exist in the absence of the gold. The gold is removed, ornament just disappears. The Namarupa disappears. Ornament is just the Namarupa, name and form. When the clay is removed, the name and form pot will disappear. When the fabric is removed, the name and form shirt will disappear. Therefore, the Namarupas will lose their astitvam, will lose their satta, will lose their existence, satyam, when the cause is removed. They've been non-existent. Therefore, they can never know Namarupa. Every effect is Nasta Namarupa, and it cannot be counted as a second thing. Therefore, you have to say what now? Ornament is gold, or gold alone is. Is it clear? And even similarly, first we have seen the whole prapancha is what now? Is Brahman the Atma, or you have to say Atma alone is. Because the universe cannot have existence by, it can't exist independent of Brahman. Therefore, what is Brahman? Brahman is the upadanam which lends very existence to the namarupa prapancha. Brahman is the upadanam which lends existence to the namarupa prapancha. Just as the clay is the upadanam which lends existence to the namarupa pot, the gold is the upadanam which lends existence to the namarupa ornament. It is Brahman which lends upadanam, which lends existence to the Jagat. Therefore, we say Jagat is not as, cannot be counted. Jagat being just the namarupam cannot be counted as a second thing other than Brahman. Dvitiyatvam jagataha nasti. Dvitiyatvam is what? The status of being the second is not there for any effect other than the cause. Okay, the status of being the effect is not there. Dvitiyatvam nasti jagataha, any namarupa for that matter. Oh, I am here second. You are here, I am second. I came first. Rajajikas, I'm second. Then we can say no. But like that we can't say here. There's no second, isn't it? Atma is secondless. Brahman is secondless. Adwitiya. Understand now? Adwitiya, secondless, what now? Therefore, advaya also, non-dual also. Advayam, advitiyam. Why advitiyam? There is no second thing. So the namarupa, prapancha is a namarupa which cannot be counted as a second thing. Therefore, what you should say? Jagat is, prapancha is, Brahman. Or you should say, Brahman alone is. What is there is only Brahman. Okay, then what we say? Vyapya vyapakata. Because the namarupa is mithya. Namarupa is mithya. Is any namarupa is mithya? He says, vyapya vyapakata mithya. Vyapya vyapakata. We say, oh, the Brahman pervades everything. Vyapya, vyapakata means the all-pervasiveness. Vyapakata, enjoying the status of being, what no, status of being all-pervasive. Vyapakata, all-pervasiveness. Even all those things also, what now? Everything is mithya only. You have to just say, what is there is only Brahman. Also mithya. Why you say sarvam atma? Sarvam atma. Everything is atma. There is nothing which is not the atma. Sarvam atma iti shasanat. Sarvam atma iti shasanat. Shasanam means what now? It has been. See, shasanam means a fact, no, in authoritative fact declared is Shasanam. Authentic, authoritative declaration is called Shasanam. It's not simply said, okay. When the government says something, the government is called Shasanam. Know that? That because well thought of by many statesmen, all intelligent people and who are well in the well interests of the society, and when they make some decisions, declare, then that is what now? Authentic, authoritative, that cannot be, nobody can find loopholes and find fault with that. It is, isn't it? Let us hear so. Atma eva sarvam. Sarvam atma eva. Sarvam atma. It's a beautiful sentence. Sarvam atma means what now? The whole prapancha, everything is atma means you have to ask which is not atma. Sarvam atma. Iti shasanat. Now in Karnataka we have a small story. There was one Kanakadasaha, one boy called Kanakadasa, and he was from ordinary, he was very ordinary background, so he was not allowed to study with other people, children of the so-called, the intelligent community. So these people, he used to come and he used to be grazing cows and goats. And then whenever all these boys go to the class, and he always want to go and study with the teacher. Poor boy, he wasn't allowed to go and study there. The teacher used to come every day, students used to come every day, and his teacher used to teach. This boy who comes to graze the cows, he used to come because he couldn't come inside. He could come and stand outside the door. Near the door, he used to wait and he used to listen to the class. Without coming, somehow he couldn't hear everything properly, but still he tried to listen whatever was being taught inside. And then the teacher noticed this boy listening to him carefully, somehow. But he didn't say it because he was helpless, that he couldn't help to break the rules and regulations. I don't know what it was. But he noticed this boy being very studious and disciplined and all that, regularly listening and all that. Then he won't really teach his students. This boy, he was not sitting in the class, sitting outside the class all the time, but still he was listening. These boys were sitting right in front of the teacher, but still they were not listening properly. So he wanted to teach a lesson. And one day he gave, called all the children, young boys, children, and he gave bananas to all the children. He said, come on, take these bananas now, don't eat here, and you should go and eat in a place where nobody sees you. Simple, simple lesson, where nobody is seeing you. All these boys took the bananas, and one fellow got onto the tree top, climbed onto the tree, and he saw, oh my God, nobody is seeing me, and he ate it. Other fellow went and hid himself behind the door, and nobody is seeing me, he ate. And one fellow went to some park or something, behind the bushes, nobody is seeing me, he ate. And next day all of them came to the class. And all those fellows ate the banana somehow where nobody was seeing them. Kanakadasa also came and he asked Kanakadasa, he gave one fruit to Kanakadasa also. Did you eat the fruit? He brought back the fruit back. He didn't eat it. He had not eaten it. And the teacher asked, why didn't you eat it? Because you told me to eat in a place where nobody is seeing. There is no place where Bhagavan is not seeing. I could not find a place where Bhagavan is not seeing. That means what? The Nama Rupa, what is there? Only Bhagavan. Only Paramatma, Atma. Sarvam Atma. It's a small story. This is the perception, isn't it? This is the vision. He could not find a place where Atma wasn't. He could see differently. All the boys saw only, they did not see the Atma, isn't it? Just a small lesson. So here, what it means is, so sarvam atma iti shasanam, all that is there is only Atma, is it authentic, declared fact, authentically declared fact. Therefore, what now? Even this, what to talk about is pervasiveness and all those things, everything what now? Is mithya. Iti pare jnate tattve, pare tattve jnate. Once the param tattvam is known, if the param tattvam is known, pare tattve jnate, sati saptami, is called sati saptami. When the absolute truth, the ultimate reality is known, pare tattve jnate, pare tattve jnate, absolute reality is known, jnate, bhedasya avasaraha kutaha, kutaha avasaraha bhedasya. How can there be any difference at all? See, where is the room for any difference? Kutaha avasaraha bhed. Where is the room for any difference? Where is the difference? Oh, all the differences will resolve in the wake of knowledge of the Atma. Differences will resolve as mithya. Differences, we do not say differences are unreal. Differences are not unreal, not non-existent, but differences are only empirically, relatively real. When you say differences are empirically real, relatively real means they are mithya. They are mithya means they are as good as non-existent. Therefore, satyam is what is there is only satyam. Satyam alone is there. Okay, because we differentiated. What is this? Atma, how Atma, isn't it? Deha dvayata Atma anyaha. We have seen that. First we differentiated the Atma from the Dehas. When you differentiated, when you distinguished it, when you understood Atma being distinct from the body mentions complex also. Then now two has come. Atma, Anatma. Two are there. Now you have to say what now? First distinguish the Atma. See, understand the Atma being distinct from the Anatma. Thereafter you resolve the Anatma in the Atma and say what is there is only Atma. This distinction, the distinguishing the Atma from the Anatma, work now immediately within the two. Yes, we are so confused. We mistake the one for the other. Therefore, what now? Distinguish that from this. Then see what is there is only that. Then resolve it. So, first you say satyam. And this is what now? This is different from the anatma. Thereafter, the whole anatma is what now? Mithya. There is no such thing called anatma. What do you said to say later on? First you have to say atva, anatma, bheda. Thereafter, where is anatma? What is there is only atma. Then can you differentiate then? The bhedasya avasaraha kutaha. Where is the room for any difference at all? When it is all in the wake of the knowledge. Pare tatve jnate. When the ultimate truth is discovered, understood, then you see sarvam atma eva. Iti shasanam also is there already. Therefore, all the differences will resolve. All the differences will resolve in the wake of knowledge of the truth. Because you understand the mithyatvam of everything. That means mithyatvam, understanding the mithyatvam of anatma is understanding what now? Secondlessness of the atma. Understanding the non-duality of the reality. And the secondlessness of the Atma. Is it clear? Clear or not? That is what big shift in our understanding. Perspective change. Oh my God. First I thought everything is real. Then I said everything is mithya. Now I say what? Where is the difference? Satyam and mithya bedaha. What is there is only satyam. Is it clear? So first discover the mithyatvam of everything. Thereafter what now? Resolve the mithya in satyam. Then say what is there is only satyam. Sarvam atma iti shasanat. Vyapya vyapakata mithya. The pervasiveness. It pervades the cause is there. Effect is there. Cause pervades the effect. You know, cause is satyam. Effect is mithya. All these differences also what now? Understand will resolve what now? Pare tatve jnate. When you are awake to the reality. In the wake of knowledge of the truth, absolute truth, all the differences will resolve. Where is the room for any difference at all? Got it? It's all establishing what now? Secondlessness. How secondlessness is of the Atma is established? If secondlessness of Atma becomes established, the non-duality of the reality also becomes very clear, which means what now? Then the mithya is, everything being mithya is also understood, and mithya also is resolved in satyam. Okay. Now he says, Shrutya nivaritam nunam. Nānātvam swamukhe nahi.
Nānātvam swamukhe nahi.
Katham bhāso bhavedanyah.
Katham bhāso bhavedanyah.
Sthite chādvaya kārane.
Sthite chādvaya kārane.
Shrutya nivāritam nūnam. Nānātvam swamukhe nahi.
Nānātvam swamukhe nahi.
Katham bhāso bhavedanyah.
Katham bhāso bhavedanyah.
Katham bhāso bhavedanyah.
Katham bhāso bhavedanyah.
Katham bhaso bhavedanyah.
Katham bhaso bhavedanyah.
Sthite chadvaya karane.
Sthite chadvaya karane.
See, nanatvam. Nanatvam means plurality, multiplicity, or differences. Status of being many and variety. Many and being the variety. Nanatvam, bahutvam, manyness, or differences. The enjoying the status of being the many. Nivaritam, it has been now resolved, it has been removed. By what now? Swamukhenahi shutya. Shutya swamukhena. By shruti itself, by shruti, this nanatvam, the plurality, the divisibility, the divisions, and the variety, the diversity, it has been removed by the shruti. Swamukhena, by shruti itself, has been removed. Sutya swamukhena hi nivaritam nunam. Definitely it has been removed. Therefore, katham anyaha bhasaha bhavet. Anyaha bhasaha katham bhavet. Anyaha bhasaha means the bhasaha means shining. Okay. How can there be appearance or shining of something else be when advaya karane sthite, when you see the non-dual cause alone is, when you understand the cause being non-dual, and then how can you see, how can anything else appear? How can anything else shine? Now you can say, no, I see the water. Of course, no, for me, the ocean shines. Ocean, no, samudrasya bhasaha. Appearance, bhasaha means shining. Shining means appearing, isn't it? Appearance. So, samudrasya bhasaha, ocean is, ocean shines. When do you say ocean shines, ocean is, ocean appears? Only as long as you do not see the water. So, pare tatve jnate, when you see the water, understand the water, and understand what now? Advayatvam. You understand the non-duality of the water. Water being the non-dual. Why non-dual? Because it is secondless. You see water being non-dual, when you understand water being secondless. How do you know water is secondless? Because you do not count the name and form ocean. Why you do not count the name and form ocean as a second thing, even though you are seeing it? You do not count it. Before you were thinking ocean is, and after seeing the water, you see ocean is water, water alone is. You do not mention the ocean because in your perception ocean does not shine, appear. In your vision, ocean does not appear. Why ocean does not appear in your vision? Because ocean being just the namarupa, and namarupa, you are not counting the namarupa ocean as the second thing after counting the water. Why? Because the namarupa being mithya, not having independent existence, you are not counting it as a second thing. Please understand, the non-countability of the namarupa has to become very clear. Only then you can see the non-countability of the whole prapancha being namarupa. For us, we are not able to see the prapancha is just as good as the namarupa only. Because what we count is only the jagat. That is why we see the plurality, we see the diversity, we see the variety, we see the differences. Because of what? Because we lend countability to the, isn't it? In our understanding, the jagat is as countability. Why it has countability? Because we do not, isn't it? We do not see the mithyatvam of the jagat. Why would not the mithyatvam of the prapancha? Because we are not able to see the what is the satyam. So as long as you do not see the satyam, you will not see the mithyatvam of the jagat. As long as you do not see the mithyatvam of jagat, you cannot help counting it as a second thing. When the jagat becomes accountable, then plurality, diversity, variety, duality, everything becomes real also. Is it clear? Therefore, what he says here is, this appearance, the appearance of the something else other than the reality, cause, reality, is not possible if the cause is, if the satyam is known. In the wake of knowledge of the truth, the reality of the prapancha, the prapancha, what now, cannot be counted as a second thing. It's typically like when you do not see the water, you see only the ocean, then what now? Ocean is with all differences, with different ways. But once you see the water, then you do not see the ocean at all. In your vision, the ocean is not there. Ocean is water. What is there is only water. Why? Because the ocean being namarupa, you do not count the namarupa as second thing. When you do not count namarupa as second thing, then you what now? Where is the ocean? I don't see ocean, I see only water. That means, understand now, only water. It is just the water, not the ocean. So it is just the Brahman, there is no prapancha. The whole prapancha is Brahman. What is there is only Brahman. Idi Sutya Swamukhena, what now? Nivaritam. Nanatam Nivaritam. Nanatam means manyness. The status of being varied, many and plural, is it? Multiple. This has been removed by Shruti. Therefore, advaya karane, advaya karane, the cause which is non-dual, the cause which is the non-dual reality, in that, katham anyaha bhasaha bhavet, how can there be, what now, how can there be something else appearing or shining in the vision of the reality being non-dual. Is it clear? Advaya darshane. Advaya darshane. Katam anyasya bhasaha bhavet. Katam, how can you say something else is apart from other than this? When you see the non-duality of the reality. When you see the clay, how can you say there is something else appear here? Something else also is here along with the clay. Something else also is here along with the water. Advaya darshane. Isn't it? Advaya darshane means the vision of the non-duality of the reality. You cannot say something else also is shining. Something else also is appearing. You cannot say means what? No. You will not say. You cannot say. You will not see. Why will you will not say? Because you will not see anything else appearing other than the non-dual reality. But mean what now? You have resolved cognitively. That means the non-dual reality has gulped the nama-rupa. It's called cognitive gulping. Not physical gulping, cognitive gulping. You can gulp the whole prapancha and you can aham jagat bhakshakaha. Swamiji gives the example very beautifully. That was immediately he used to. The time comes and tells everything. The time factor walks. Time factor walks and tells, like stands like this, time factor. And you but imagine, time factor comes and tells. Come on, there's nothing which is here beyond me. Okay? I am the devourer of everything here. The time comes and tells. No way. Everything comes in time, everything exists in time, everything resolves in time. The time is the kalaha, yamaha, okay? I am the devourer of everything here. So, boast time. Aham jagat bhakshakaha. And Atma comes, jumps and tells, come on, I am your devourer. I am your devourer. That means what now? I am devourer of you, the time. Oh, time, don't boast that you are the devourer of the universe. I am your devourer. I am devourer of you. Kalaha jagat bhakshakaha. Aham kalasyapi bhakshakaha. Na ulagattai mulungi. Time vandhu solluma. And Bhagavan, naan unnaye mulungi. Understand? I am the devourer of the time means what? I am devourer of everything which exists within the realm of time and space. Similarly, here you had the cognitive gulping is what? The whole nama rupa becomes devoured by the reality. Is it clear now? The water, in the wake of knowledge of the water, you see the water has gulped the nama rupa ocean. That's why that means in your vision there is no ocean shining other than the water. Other than the water there is no ocean. Other than the gold there is no ornament. Other than the fabric there is no shirt. Other than clay, there is no pot. Other than wood, there is no furniture. Other than Brahman, there is no prapancha. Other than Paramatma, there is no prapancha. Other than Brahman, there is no prapancha. That means what? Anyaha, anyasya bhasaha katam bhavet. How can there be appearance, how can there be existence of something else other than the non-dual reality? Advaya karane sthite, advaya karane sthite, when the non-dual reality is, then other thing becomes, what now? Devoured. Namarupa becomes devoured. Mithya is also what now? Mithyatam also becomes devoured. Satyam, mithya, difference. Mithyatam also becomes devoured. Satyam alone is. Brahman alone is. That means what has been established till now. Oh my God, time. Okay. But now slowly. So I told in last class, he's slowly taking off. It's coming. Now what has been, what has become clear is, there is no existence. There is no jagat. There is no existence other than Brahman for this jagat. There is no existence other than Paramatma for this jagat. But here, so existence is what? Very abstract. So we'll see next class. It's good just to, you know, we go with the text. The text makes us see the same thing, repeats. That's good, isn't it? Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.